Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, yesterday your team got off to a great start. All cylinders firing there in that first period. What was your team doing right?
Well, I just liked the way we started the game. I thought we were really being playing it pretty simple. We were getting pucks up. We're getting the pucks out of the zone. Really nice play by Rayleigh Carney's line. And I think the key to that goal was Shelby Braylon, net front. She took the goalie's eyes away, and a great shot by Mac. So yeah, it was the start we wanted. We talked about getting the next one. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that.
That second period got away from you guys. 20-6 outshot by St. Thomas. What happened there?
Well, I think they just outworked us, Kelly, just to be honest. I thought they came out. I'm not sure if we just kind of took a breath, thought, you know, things were going to be easier or what, but I just thought they came out and they outworked us. And the other thing is we just turned the puck over way too many times and at both blue lines, either coming out of our end or going into the offensive zone. We turned the puck over, and that's a recipe for disaster against any team. And, they built momentum off it. Hannah was outstanding, kept it 1-0 for quite a long time, and right there at the end, unfortunately, we gave up a power play goal. But again, it's really hard to get that momentum back after a team's able to rest it that completely in that second period. Third period, we didn't have the start we were hoping to have, and it took a real bad line change, which resulted in the game tying goal. And I thought after that, or the game winning goal, and I thought after that, we actually started playing with a little sense of urgency, but we couldn't find the tying goal.
St. Thomas obviously has watched film on you guys. You've watched film on them. How hard is it to come into a game and kind of find something different for them not to see?
Well, it's not so much. You can't worry about what they've seen. You know, we got to play our game, Kelly. That's the bottom line. And that was our message to, you know, I just told the team, obviously, it's the last game of the 22 portion of our season. We got a Christmas break coming up. I said, just give me 60 minutes of your best hockey. Win or lose, just give me your best 60 minutes that you have. And I said, we need great ace from everybody. We need everybody's A game. We can't have any passengers. And we'll see where the chips fall. That's all I can ask. Just give us your best game and play hard, play for each other, see what happens.
You've been switching up the lines a lot lately, trying to find some chemistry. What did you see out of last night's lines? It looks like you pretty much have kept them the same.
Yeah, well, I really like Paige Anderson's line with Callie and Taylor. I thought that line was really, really good. I think Callie had a really strong game. I think she had 4 shots on net. I thought Gabby's line was pretty good. Gabby and Reese, I thought, were strong. Hoping 15 for a little more out of her, and I think we're going to get it. She's such a good hockey player, so talented. Again, she's just get her feet moving, and she can do so much for us. I like Rayleigh's line again. Same thing. We got to get all 3 of them playing together. Hopefully, get a little bit more out of Zilly's line today as well. We need them.
How hard is it to kind of keep the mental side of the hockey game away when you're struggling and you want that win, but sometimes it's really hard to get past it, isn't it?
Well, that's a challenge, no doubt. I mean, I think we're in this position. Everybody knows where we're at, and it can be frustrating. But I told them every game's special. Every time you pull on that sweater, it's a special opportunity because not many players get to play at this level. And just the fact you're playing Division I, you get to put that sweater on. You need to relish those moments. You need to enjoy those moments. And regardless of how things are going, like I said, hey, a bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you're not going anywhere. So I told him, I'm not going to stop believing him. I'm not going to give up on him. We're going to be positive. We're going to keep working hard. Ultimately, we hope things are going to change for us.
The University of St. Thomas is celebrating 25 years of women's hockey. Of course, this is only their second in Division I, but they had quite the successful many years in the MIAC. How nice is it to see a program continue to grow like St. Thomas has?
Oh, it's great. It's great for the game. It's great for women's hockey. Obviously, great for the state of Minnesota. They were an outstanding Division II program, Division III program, and it's not going to take them long, Kelly, in terms of their Division I program. Obviously, it's a beautiful private school right down here in downtown St. Paul. I think they're getting a new arena here in the next couple of years. So Joel and his staff do a great job. So it's great for the game. Obviously, for the WCHA to have an 8th school was really, really important. And again, they just add to how strong our league is.
Coach, you're wearing your Christmas tie today. Love it. Frosty the Snowman there. Speaking of Christmas, how are you and your family going to celebrate this year?
We're going to stay at home. You know, the grandkids are there and really, really excited to spend some quality time with them here coming up. I know Grandpa's got to be making cookies here coming up here in the next couple days. So that's going to be a priority. But Joe and Rocky are coming home, and it'll be a fun time to be with family. Unfortunately, Jacqueline and Derek up in Wasilla won't be able to make it back, but we'll certainly be with them in spirit and obviously FaceTiming.
Coach, one last question. How great would it be to get a Christmas gift of a win here today?
Oh, it would be awesome, Kelly. It would be awesome. You know, again, we just got to go out and give ourselves the best chance to do that. And for that to happen, we got to be focused. We got to play consistent, play good hard hockey. Can't have any passengers. We got to have a bunch of drivers and again, just play our game.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.